Well, the breaking news came out at 8:30, and that is the U.S. economy still stays red hot. 272,000 jobs created in May. The economists of the poll thought we'd get around 186,000. So this is about 90,000 more new jobs than expected. They're also looking carefully at the wages and what they're doing. Why? Because we want to convince the Federal Reserve that things are cooling down. Well, this isn't going to help in that effort. We're all still hoping for interest rate cuts in September. We'll keep our fingers crossed that those still come to pass, as there are jobs out there for people that need them. The unemployment rate did edge up to 4% from 3.9%. It is all about jobs here at Michigan Central Station, the jobs of the future, and the jobs in the technology sector, the innovation sector. Watching all of this from a very well-informed seat is the Consumer Technology Association. These are the folks that bring people together every year for CES, what we used to know as the Consumer Electronics Show. And joining us is Tiffany Moore. She is with CTA. She is the Senior Vice President of Political and Industry Affairs. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you get to kind of look at this from, you know, almost like the press box at a football game, and watch all the players moving, understanding of how it's going to impact the sector that you folks cover so well. Just give me your initial impression about what's happening here.
Well, I couldn't be more excited. Michigan Central, first of all, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And as a native Detroiter, it's just so exciting to be back in the city and to see what you all are building, particularly a wonderful Detroit entrepreneurial ecosystem at New Lab. And that's what we're going to be focused on at the open forum today. We're going to talk about topics such as artificial intelligence, inclusive investing. You're going to have national leaders such as the OSTP director from the White House that'll be talking about their approach to AI, from incredible companies like Google, the work that they're doing. But it's just an exciting time in Detroit. And to talk specifically about inclusive investing, I'll be having a conversation with Sophia Bush, Nia Betts, that will focus on kind of their fund, but also JP Morgan and their investment, $200 million. Yes,
last night they were on the stage at the concert.
Yes.
I mean, you've got a West Coast woman, a African-American woman from Detroit who are collaborating with this huge venture capital fund.
Yes.
It's a new day.
Sophia have ties to here, though?
So it's incredible. As I learned more about her and that relationship, they were friends. And often you have your friends come visit you, and Nia's here from Detroit, and she came, and it stuck. Detroit kind of stuck to her, and you know, we'll talk a little bit about today and how she was so impressed about the ability of what Detroit could be, and they wanted to invest. So they've got a couple of ventures. I'm excited to talk about that, but the focus on inclusive investing, CTA has a $10 million fund, and we invest in women and diverse-led funds. And so it's something that's important to us. It's not an issue of talent. It's an issue of access. And so the fact that they're focused on entrepreneurs here in the city of Detroit, not just downtown but throughout the city, to make sure that everyone gets to take advantage of this incredible boom, this excitement, the innovation that's happening here in the city now.
It feels like there's this excitement, this hum about what's going on here, and it's not just about the building, or it's not just about that cool concert we saw last night.
That was pretty cool. Diana Ross.
That was your high of high, yeah. It's about talking, but then doing, and you believe those are doers over there.
Absolutely. One of the things that we'll talk about is just, again, J.P. Morgan, their $200 million investment in the city of Detroit, kind of lessons learned, great opportunities. But you're seeing this energy and interest. And so it is about dollars. It is about investing. And that's the part that I think is the most important. The building is iconic, and I think it speaks to new energy, but a mix of like traditional, kind of the old and the new, the grit and the innovation all coming together, which I think is unique to Detroit.
So talk to me. I mean, Palo Alto, San Jose, Cambridge in the Northeast, those have been our tech leaders for the last 30 years. What are they saying about Detroit as they watch what's happening here? And, you know, we're competing not to take their place, but to be at the big kids' table. What are they saying about us?
Well, you know, we at CTA, we represent about 1,200 companies within the entire tech ecosystem, kind of all the brands and platforms that you know. But 80% of our companies are small businesses and startups. And so you see Google here in Detroit. You see their presence here. So it is a mix of an ecosystem that includes both big players and smaller ones, and particularly in Detroit, given the focus on the automotive sector, there's so much, whether it's self-driving vehicles, electric vehicles, there's a lot that can be mined and learned here in Detroit that it's unique and it can't happen anywhere else.
I want them to see us as partners, but I also want them to worry about us a little bit, that the new Google, the new Oracle, that could come from here.
And what you have here at NewLab and for the MC Open is incredible entrepreneurs, so I might meet her today.
I like what you said about access, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who aren't at the table that could bring a lot of innovation to our city and now have that opportunity.
Exactly. Again, you know, Detroit has incredible entrepreneurs, and they just need the infrastructure and the support, and that's what, you know, Michigan Central, NewLab, that's what they're doing, and the forum is going to kind of explore that and the importance of not just having the investing but the connecting. So I look forward to meeting new entrepreneurs. I've even had conversations already this morning about Eureka Park at CES, which is about 1,000 startups. You get a 12-foot table, and we've always wanted to make sure that there was a place for the larger companies, but particularly for the smaller companies and startups, to have a place to show their exhibit. So I've already passed out information for those who may want to come to CES 2025 and exhibit.
You used the word place about five times in that paragraph. And there's this concept of place making, mm-hmm. that you create places where people want to come to. How are we doing with that in terms of creating the cool factor, but also the avenues for synergy, having the right players in the right place that other people want to collaborate with?
Well, that's exactly what we do at CES and what we'll be doing today. You'll have entrepreneurs and investors talking to each other about what problems they're solving for. So there's a cool factor, but the simplest
thing
you can do.
Sounds like Shark Tank a little bit.
I know, we can do that too. But it's a conversation about what problems you're solving. And we firmly believe that technology has the ability to solve some of the world's toughest challenges, but also bring us a lot of cool products.
I mean, when you guys talk about AI, you're excited. Sometimes the lay people who hear the word AI, it's concerning to them. But there's innovation there that can help people. That's what always comes across from people who are in the world of AI.
Well, the one thing I'll say about...
And we don't have that much time left.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, AI, I'll say quickly that we are already using it. Anything that recommends something to you that's using AI, I often say... You know, we won't even say AI in a couple of years. It's ingredient technology. People see it as the cake, but it's really the ingredient. So the possibilities are endless if we're willing to embrace it.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany Moore, and our thanks to the folks at CTA.
Thank you.
You know, I got to say, I'd lost hope. This is such a restorative for those of us that have been here a long time and had lost hope. If you can do this, you can do just about anything.
What a project. Congratulations to Ford.
And our thanks to Bill Ford. Love you for what you do. Can't wait to see what you do in the future with this space. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 6:00.